This DJ Kirk State. When I need info on today's important events, I tune into Block Report Podcast with my mans, Tafari XL. Let's go.
TK Visions Beats.
It's the Carol by XL.
TK Visions Beats. TDK Visions Beats.
What's going on, internet? What's going on, podcast world? What's going on, stream world? Yeah, this is the Block Report Podcast, and I'm your host, Tafari XL. And what we're going to talk about real quickly is something that I'm going to call the DEI scam. The Diversity, Equity, Inclusion scam. But before I get into that, y'all, I just want to remind you that, of course, you can reach out to the Block Report Podcast on theblockreportpodcast@gmail.com. Also on Twitter at TafariXL. Also, right there on Spotify, you can support. You can leave comments. You can leave coins on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. You can leave your comments and reviews for the podcast. I want to remind you guys that this podcast did not just start recently. Actually, there are archives of this podcast on the Block Report podcast on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to go in and listen to some of the podcasts that we had in the past to get some of the information so you can get a background in the history, I invite you to do so. Okay. So, well, let's get to it. The Diversity, Equity, Inclusion scam. And this is going to be an opinion piece, strictly and totally. There may not be much articles or of information from anyone else that you're going to hear during this piece, other than just me voicing my opinion. You see, a lot of these corporations, what they developed after the 2020 pandemic and the George Floyd situation was something that they wanted to get to because they have something else called ESG. ESG is environment, social, and governance. So a lot of these individuals, so-called progressive individuals in corporations and government, they have all of these acronyms for things to which that they speak about. And as far as how they want to address certain issues in the society. So right now, what they will do is, for instance, you have 450 companies, as reported by CNBC, that have totally shut down or left shut down or eliminated their business within Russia due to Russia and their alleged aggression against Ukraine. And the reason why I use alleged, because I don't know for what reason, I am not fully informed enough to know for what reason or purpose that Russia is over there in Ukraine. We don't really fully know. All we know is what the propagandist media is telling us. Now, back on to what the subject and the topic of what I've been talking about, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion. You see, what these things are about, it's like the new terms for affirmative action and all of that and such when you use diversity, equity, inclusion. However, what it's meant to do is it's meant to fool the ears of Black people and feel like they're included. And it's also meant to send a message to white folks to let them know that the progressive white folks or other white folks and sends a different message to them. See, what a lot of Black people need to realize is that when they create these terms and put out these catchphrases and these terms and these slogans out there, is that it sends one message to you, but it sends another message to the other audience. And usually that other audience that is hearing that message is not aligned with your agenda or your motives. They are not looking for the same results that you are looking for out of that same initiative. So the thing is, someone will say diversity, equity, inclusion, but what they'll do is they won't have a Black man leading the situation. Not saying a Black man has to lead a situation, but a Black man will not be represented in a leadership position unless he goes ahead and defers to other individuals, a white woman, a transgender person, or some other individual or some other background. The diversity, equity, inclusion dilemma and scam is all about making sure to message one thing that they figure that Black people will hear and say, well, okay, we're going to be included in these levels of leadership, decision making, so on and so forth. That's why a lot of Black people are excited to a level, or some Black folks are excited to a level and degree about the possible Supreme Court justice judgeship being awarded to Ketanji Brown Jackson. So that's the excitement with that, because they're selling you that diversity, equity, inclusion. So now you can say, Black people can say and jump up and say, oh, we got a Black woman that's on the Supreme Court. Okay. Fine. I'm not saying good or bad about that, you know. But the thing is that anytime you hear somebody saying diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI, or using any of that stuff, I want Black people to be extra judicious and suspicious of these words and actually suss out and investigate what's really happening. Because they could get a Black leprechaun midget out there who's saying, well, whose whole dream, their whole life was to be recognized as the Irish person. So therefore, they more want to cater to anybody who's Irish. I mean, you can get a Black ponytailed horse, and the horse always wanted to be a white unicorn. How does that help you? How does that help those other Black horses if that Black horse that has now been ascended into this position due to diversity, equity, and inclusion, but that Black horse always wanted to be a white unicorn? Because now follow me. This is a metaphor which I'm going with. And I know some of you may be having trouble following the metaphor. Possibly because you lack diversity, equity, and inclusion in your thought process. No, I'm just joking. Possibly because you lack creativity of thought. I wasn't joking about that part. But if you wish to be something rather than you're not, or to be accepted by a group that does not represent what you, or at least that does, another group that has exhibited animosity, maybe not on an individual, every individual, but as a group, exhibited animosity towards those that look like you or represent your look, and you're seeking to find favor among them, how can you protect those that look like you? You would only be someone that looks like a representative of that group, but not represent the needs of that group. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. The scam. Because this is what anyone in power would do. Anyone in power would do. They would go ahead and they would bring up. So, hold on. Let me put a pause on this real quick. This may blow some of y'all minds. But if you ever picked up a book by Robert Beck, pseudonym, Iceberg Slim, I believe it was in the book of the book with his essays, and he spoke on how the political moves of the society of America, what they would do is that they would cherry pick the best and the brightest, those that showed potential within the black community, and they would favor them and show them favor and then offer them opportunities and then separate them from the rest of who they grew up amongst, in order to mold and shape them and put them, have them give themselves a false sense of identity to believe that they were just like their white counterparts. So therefore, they lacked any certain sense of relatability with their black counterparts, the black community to which they came from. And I know some of you will try to tear down this argument to say, well, oh, that came from an individual that led a horrible path in life. However, whatever you may want to judge on based on the person's choices, the same result, the fact is that there's truth in what is being said, and it's been seen over and over and over again. So until it's been disproven, and not just at one instance of being disproven, then that does not discount the validity of the observation. So, diversity, equity, and inclusion is a scam, because the only people that this will help of how they're working this whole thing out is that they will use this to blow the heads up of women, and especially and try to fool black women into believing that society is so much more accepting of them and elevating them and putting them in a situation, and then fill their heads to let them know that, well, you can go ahead and treat black men like crap. That is the elevation of that. Is that's what the whole game plan of this diversity, equity, inclusion crap is all about. I saw something. There were two Amazon employees, and they both were talking about how they reached their level of promotion within the company. The black male, he said, oh, well, you know, just do your work and don't ask for anything, and it'll all happen for you. The black female said, do your work, work hard, and ask for what you want. So they contradicted themselves as far as the argument, because what they're trying to tell you is that the black male should not ask for anything, should not be assertive, should just wait their time and hope that somebody will give them something and recognize them for doing a good job. Yeah, you go ahead and be a good little Negro over there and wait till I find time to acknowledge you. But for the black woman, they're telling her to be assertive, aggressive, and work hard and ask for what she wants. This diversity, equity, inclusion language is a scam. It's a scam, and all it's going to do is cause more friction and problems within the black family, and it's going to just be disastrous. Unless we keep our heads about us and realize the game before it gets out of control. So, anyway, that's pretty much what I have to say for the Block Report podcast, this report this evening. Actually, I have a lot more to say, but I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm coming to you. I'm going to be coming with a few more reports on some really serious matters. But I just wanted to address this because this was on my mind. This diversity, equity, inclusion thing, this is a scam. Don't you get fooled into believing into whenever they spit this thing. This is their thing. This is their way. This is one of their tools used in their gender warring situation. In the black family, where they fake praise the black female and they continue to demonize and punish the black male, especially the black male that represents himself in a masculine way. So anyway, I'm up out of here. My name is Tafar IXL. This is the Block Report podcast. I will be reporting to you shortly with another Block Report. Peace and be well, family. Peace.